Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're opening up our on-air phone lines for a few minutes now to hear from you about friends, not Facebook friends or people you tweet at, but real live flesh and blood friends. 212-433-WNYC. That's our on-air line, not our pledge line. We'll never ask you for money on the air. But we live in a very social city. Many people here are from somewhere else, which means they can't rely on the friend group they had in grade school or in college. But at the same time, it can be so difficult to make new friends in adulthood. And there certainly seems to be a shift for a lot of people between friendships in childhood and friendships in adulthood. So we're going to take a few phone calls from you about a friend you made as an adult. How did you meet? How did you get that friendship off the ground? How do you expand your social circle? 212-433-WNYC. And our guide for this is Julie Clam. She has a new book, Friend Keeping, A Field Guide to the People You Love, Hate, and Can't Live Without, just out now. Welcome back to the show, Julie Clam.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And many of the friends you write about in the book seem to be ones you made later in life.
Yeah. I have a couple of friends that I've had since I was, you know, like in fifth grade. That's my earliest friend. It's a sort of a little different to navigate making friends as an adult, and a lot of it, I think, has to do with where you are, you know, dropping off your kids at school. You sort of talk to people, or you know, at your gym, or you know, in your office. I don't actually have an office, so I meet friends online.
And I think one of the questions that people ask sometimes is, how do you get out of the rut of making friends only at work, which seems like the way – not that there's anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us have made some of our best friends through our jobs because they're, you know, people who have similar interests to us who tend to be there or just through their significant others. How many guys do you know who most of their adult friends are the husbands of their wives' friends?
Right, exactly. I know. I remember Chris Rock saying that his wife would pair him up with the husband of a friend of hers and put them in a room and say, you both like baseball, and then, you know, that would be their cue to, like, have a conversation.
You both eat food. Let's get married.
You like – you go talk so I can do what I want to do. I think it's important to be doing what you like to be doing, whatever that is. I always sort of felt funny about the artificial ways to make friends, like, you know, lectures for singles or that kind of thing. But I do like – I mean, it's, you know, I do like to do a lot of things and so, you know.
So you meet people.
Yeah.
Michael in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Do I have your name right?
There.
Hi, Michael.
Yes, that is my name.
Hi.
So I wanted to tell you about my friend Stacy, who was a next-door neighbor of mine for about a year, but we never talked to each other until we both got dogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know that feeling. The dog community is very strong. I frequently don't know people's names, but I know their dogs' names really well.
It's like having kids. Then there's the circle. I think some of the closest friends that a lot of people make in adulthood are folks who are parents at the same time that you're parents, the mommies who met the other mommies, you know, strolling the carriages with the newborns.
Absolutely.
That's almost like friends from college, friends from third grade.
It is, because you're really in the trenches at that point, you know, comparing the minutes of sleep that you got.
Jenny in Fairfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jenny.
Good morning, Brian. As you just mentioned, being in the trenches once you have children, it's very bittersweet. But my circle of friends did change once I started having children. I really miss my old friends and the great things we would do culturally. But once you start having children, things change drastically, especially if you don't have any child care.
Well, that's key. The key that you were saying is you miss your old friends. It's like important to have people that you can talk about other things with, you know, and not compare grades and that sort of thing.
Jenny, thanks a lot. In fact, one of the things I find as a parent is to maintain friendships that you had pre-parent, including with some of your childless friends,
right?
So that your friendships just don't only become about surviving parenthood or thriving parenthood.
Oh, absolutely! It's so important to become an interesting person and to stay in the world of people who aren't just talking about baseball games, kids' baseball games.
Stephen in Woodside, you're on WNYC. You make friends in adulthood?
Yeah, one, I love your show, Brian, so much.
Thank you.
Two, I love to just go up to people if I've decided that I think we'll get along. I'll just say, hi, I think we should be friends. Let's exchange information. We should get coffee sometime. I think in New York, everyone's so busy, you need to sort of announce it.
Not just busy, but everyone in New York has the mindset that I think would respond to you as, what do you want from me?
I was just going to say, does that work for
you? What's your real scam here? Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
That's how little kids make friends, and it's something that I always admire when my daughter would just approach somebody who is the same height as she was, and that would be enough of a bond for them.
Adriana in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adriana.
Hi. How are you?
Okay. So
good.
You're still making friends?
I am still making friends. That is correct.
How?
I was mentioning before how I play roller derby. And I freelance for work, so it's very hard in terms of forming that network and that connection. So for me, making friends has really been part of the roller derby community.
There you
go.
That's
good. That's nice. I am also a freelancer. I work from home, and I can't get up and go do something certain points in the day, but I do want to talk to people, so I will go on Twitter and Facebook, and I have actually made good friends from there too.
Because I started this segment saying, we're going to talk about your friends, not your Facebook friends, your flesh and blood friends.
But
you're blurring that distinction.
And they actually were people that started out as Facebook or Twitter friends and then became human friends in real life.
I noticed that most of the friends you mention in the book are women. Do you have binders full of – no, I'm kidding.
I was in a binder from 96 to 98, and it took 10 years for the holes down my side to heal, but –
Right, and who uses binders? It should be Evernote uploads full of women. But is it easier to form a lasting friendship among women for some reason?
I've never been a woman who has a lot of guy friends. I have one, two close male friends. There's a lot of things that you don't talk about with them. And I don't know. My close friends are the gals.
And we're almost out of time, but I think it's a special challenge for married people, certainly for people with kids, as we discussed, but even for people who have boyfriends and girlfriends, because you used to hang out with your friends
right,
and then you're steady with somebody and your friends call up and you say, no, I can't, we're going to have dinner tonight, whatever.
It's date night.
And then it's always date night
right.
when you're involved. So it actually takes a little bit of affirmative action to keep your friendships that are not your love relationship going.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's like, the infrastructure of your life. You have to sort of feed your friendships before they, start falling apart or you fall apart and just need them. So, yeah, it's important.
Julie Clam, her new book is Friend Keeping, A Field Guide to the People You Love, Hate, and Can't Live Without. Just released. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Will you be my friend?
Absolutely. We're actually Facebook friends. You probably don't even know that.
Good. I'm glad. All right. I'll direct message you. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.